If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
I think iconic Chicago, Lou Manfredini standing in front of an Ace Hardware. That is Chicago. Pluck anyone out of Europe and they're...
You obviously are sleep deprived.
But hang it in there, Lou. Are sponsored by Lindholm Roofing. Their family has your family covered. Lou, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well, John. Welcome back.
Yeah, thanks. It's good to be back here. And he's sleeping okay, David is right now, knock on wood. So not too sleep deprived, just your standard amount.
Good.
We're going to talk a little bit about ants to get things started. Tis the season, huh?
Well, yeah, I mean, as stuff starts to warm up, I'm hearing from people already that ants are starting to kind of wake up out in the lawn, and they inevitably come inside. And what I have learned, while I'm no entomologist, not all of the methods work on all specific type of ants. When you look at a lot of these products, they will say, oh, it works on these ants. Well, how do we know? When we look at that, we just like, it's an ant, right? And so... I have over the years kind of developed a program for people that I think works pretty well. First, there's a product called Revenge by Bonide, and it is a shake that you do around the perimeter on the outside of the home. And it's actually a food, and many, many, many different types of ants will take that food back to the nest and the queen. And once you eliminate the queen, you eliminate the ants. It activates with water. So now with the ground is damp, you can go ahead and sprinkle it, and it'll activate. Then on the inside, you're going to use a combination of safe sprays and or baits, but you don't do them together. So if you do one of these bait traps where they come in and eat the bait inside and go back, that will handle a lot of different types of ants, but not all of them. Seems like the tiny, tiny little ones don't really go for the bait stations. And so if you use a spray like Home Defense, which these are chemicals, but they say on the bottle they are safe to use around pets and safe with children. There's no odor. It's clear. And within a couple of weeks, if you kind of do this three-prong approach, you should be able to eliminate the ant problem.
So Revenge on the outside. And what was the product on the inside again called?
So the inside are like Tarot Ant Bait Stations or Combat Ant Bait Stations. And then the spray that that is pretty effective is called Home Defense. And it's safer to use on the inside as well.
Yeah, I used to always just...
Here's the other thing too, John. You cannot... Don't spray where you use the bait stations because they kind of cancel each other out. So if you're going to put a bait station, don't spray it because you want to attract them. And the spray will actually, you know, kill them as they come across. The whole idea is we want to get back to the nest and get to the queen.
That's interesting. Bringing the food back to the queen. Wow, that seems rather diabolical when you think about it. That's elaborate. I used to just pick it based on which cartoon ant on the packaging looked the most in distress because they all seem to like to show that image.
No, they do not. No. And there's other ones, too. There's a really good product that's been around for a long time called by Raid. It's called Raid Max Bug Spray. And it's a perimeter treatment that you can use both indoors and out. So that's another choice that people could make.
Do you wait till you see a couple ants till you do it? Or should we be doing this now and knowing that they're going to be here? Or if you've had a history of ants in the house?
Yeah, I mean, I honestly, if you've got a history of it, they're coming. And so if you stay ahead of it, in particular with the perimeter around the outside, that's going to help to limit the issue.
Okay. 312-981-7200. Lou Manfredini can help you. We have a question from the 630. Can you let me know about air conditioning systems in a home with radiators? Do you have any recommendations for a potential quote?
Yeah, so one of the things that's really quite popular now are these mini split systems, and in particular with homes with radiator heat, You know, the only option was either through the wall air conditioner or a window air conditioner. And that just sort of messes with the whole look, right? And then you eliminate the use of a window. These mini split systems have multiple, these cassettes that can either hang on a wall. They also have units that you can put up into the ceiling space. And you put an inverter on the outside, you drill 1 3-inch hole, and it will both provide air conditioning and cooling, air conditioning and heating, rather, in that space. They're super quiet, very energy efficient, all electric, and they work really, really well.
I love the mini splits. Anytime I'm in the house, or I know some cabins have them because they don't, or they have like a three yep. or four season. Oh my God, they make all the difference, and they are so quiet.
Yeah, yeah. And the beauty part too, John, is that with those individual cassettes, you know, if you put it in, say, a family room, well, then that family room has its own thermostat. And then if you have one in a bedroom, well, then that bedroom has its own thermostat. And so people can have pinpoint coverage, or, you know, if you're not going to be in a room, you can turn it down a little bit and it's just automatic. So it really gives you super control when it comes to the overall comfort in your home.
Absolutely. John Hansen in for John Williams. Lou, before we get to a couple calls, really quickly, a texter wanted to know, one more time, repeat the name of the ant eliminator stuff.
Bonide Revenge on the outside. That's what you're going to sprinkle on the perimeter on the outside. Inside, you're going to use ant bait stations by either Taro or Combat. And then the spray that I like to use, not in combination with the bait stations, is Home Defense.
Okay. Thank you very much. Lou, let's go to Charlotte on line two. Hey, Charlotte, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm fine. Thank you.
What do you have for Lou?
I've been trying to talk to Lou for quite a while.
Well, you did it today, Charlotte. Check it off the list. What do you got?
Well, I have two furnaces. I have a broiler for my hot water heat, and I have a furnace for my air conditioning. However, we're in this house 38 years, and that always worked beautiful for us.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is now I want to know, I got a smart Amazon thermostat, and everything is goofed up now.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I can't get it to perform right. And the man that comes and looks at our furnace for this problem says we have to keep running the furnace for air conditioning and the furnace for the broiler. The broiler.
I don't know how compatible those thermostats can be sometimes, Lou, with an older system. Any thoughts on that?
Well, right. So with an older system like that, you have to have a thermostat that's compatible. Hot water heat, boiler heat has a different set of wires than the air handler you're using for the air conditioning. Honeywell makes a smart thermostat called the T9, and there is a separate module that goes with that thermostat to allow you to run both systems off of one thermostat. And I'm speaking with experience, because the home that we just moved into in Evanston a little bit more than a year ago has hot water heat, and we have an air handler, a Unico system, which is what we use for air conditioning, similar to the setup that you have. And I installed one of these T9s, but it needs that module, and that will be a compatible one for your older system. So Honeywell Home is the name of the brand, Honeywell Home, and it's the T9 thermostat.
You got that, Charlotte?
T9, yeah.
Okay.
Is that a T for Tom?
Yeah, T for Tom.
T for Tom.
Nine. Okay.
Or Terminator 9. That's kind of what I think of when I hear T9. That sounds like something from the future, or what the robots of the past. I don't know. Charlotte, you got that down? That should help you out. You should be able to return the Amazon one, get a refund too. Yeah. Lou always helping people out. Let's go to Ellen. Ellen, you're on WGN. Hey, Ellen.
Hi, John. And Lou, congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations, John, on David. Lou, I have a question. I got cut off yesterday. I wanted to ask you, I'm on my way to Ace Hardware in my local community, and I need to replace window screens. What is the best material for them to replace it with, something that's durable. So what's your suggestion?
Good one. Lou?
Well, it's typically between aluminum and fiberglass, and most of the time the fiberglass screening is the easiest to install. It comes in different shades, both a gray and a black. The black, it sounds funny, but that's the one that's the most transparent when you put that on a screen, and it's very durable. It's aluminum is nice, but the aluminum dents, like if someone hits it and it can dent on you, and then it just doesn't look right. So I would say 99% of the time they're going to replace screens, or if you're going to do it yourself, with a fiberglass screening. And between the gray and the black, I would choose the black.
Okay.
Oh, great. I'm on my way. Thank you
Wait,
so much.
Ellen, are you driving? You're going to an Ace Hardware right now, and you're talking to Lou Manfredini. That's an automatic bingo on a Chicago card, by the way.
No, I'm still home.
Oh, you're still home. Okay. And if you stop at the Jewels on the way home, you win. You win it all.
Right.
I don't know what we would do without you.
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely. Lou's the best. And Lou, yeah, I like your old style joke. Thanks for calling, Ellen. I appreciate that. Lou, I got a real I got a real quick one, Lou, before I let you go. I have these great big stones as part of a porch that they had built on the back of my house. They hold up. I have a sloped backyard. They kind of built it up with some really cool stones. I power washed them the first spring I lived there because they had gotten really dirty. But the problem was, Lou, I kind of sprayed out some of the, I don't know if it was the mortar or something that was kind of holding them a little bit more solidly together. That pressure washer was really powerful. Is there anything I can do about that to kind of like, because they're a little wobbly and I don't mind when I'm walking around, but I'm going to soon have a little guy walking across those. I don't want some of the stones to come loose.
Yeah. No, I would just, you can buy mortar, right? And what I would do is get the mortar and a tuck pointing tool, which is a little metal tool that's kind of not S-shaped, sort of S-shaped, and mix that up, put it on a board, and then get it where you want it to be and fill it with the mortar to keep it from, moving like you just said, mm-hmm. right? Remember that when you put mortar in brick or stone or anything like that, it's not there to keep the bricks together or the stone together. It's to keep them apart.
Huh.
So that's kind of the mindset, like when you think about a bricklayer. It's not there to suck them all together. It's to keep them apart and give them strength. So a little bit of mortar, mix it all up. You can buy a little 10-pound bag of it at the hardware store so you don't have to buy a giant bag. Mix it up in a bucket. Use a trowel, use a tuck pointing tool, fill in those gaps, and you'll solve the problem.
Love that. I always got to sneak my own question in there. Lou Manfredini, thanks for the kind words as always, my friend. Take care, all right?
You got it. Congratulations once again.
Thanks, Mr. Fix-It. I appreciate it.